Welcome to the Scared But Not Damaged podcast, a podcast that supports, empowers, and inspires women that have experienced abuse or experiencing emotional trauma or pain. This podcast will challenge you to push against the tides and rewrite your story. On this show, I will be sharing some of the principles of Scarred But Not Damaged, a life that has gone through adversity and abuse and has come out strong in spite of life's challenges. Despite the scars, your worth and your value remains intact and undamaged. Each week, we will discuss topics like what is abuse, what are the red flags that you are in an abusive relationship or marriage. I am your host, Naomi. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome back to Scared But Not Damaged podcast. Welcome back. We are on episode number 22. Yay! Yes. We are talking about how to stay calm in adversity. How to stay calm in adversity. Right. What is adversity? Adversity is a difficult or unpleasant situation. What is resilience in the face of adversity? Resilience is the ability for people to bounce back in the face of adversity. I believe in one way or the other, at some point in life, you must have faced one adversity or the other, be it small or minor or major. Adversity is adversity. And adversity can happen to anybody because that is life. How to stay calm when it seems too much? To stay calm in adversity can be challenging to do, can be a challenging thing to do. Everyone will deal with fear and frustration at one point in their lives. But when panic, anger, and anxiety becomes a pattern, staying calm can be almost overwhelming and very difficult. Anxiety is the common mental health problem in the world today. People with anger-ish problems often have difficulty remaining calm. Anyone can have moments of anxiety, pains, and fear, even the most mentally healthy people in the world, until they can master the art of staying calm. I just heard myself now saying, until they can master, even the strongest, the most mentally healthy, or the most healthy, mentally healthy or stable people also need to master the art of staying calm. A lot of people were not born with that ability. So we have to, I wasn't born with it. I get flustered when I face uncomfortable situation. I'm going to share sometime in this podcast how I kind of manage some uncomfortable situation I've faced in life. And I hope that can help one or two people. And I hope that can help someone out there. So what makes people angry? What can make you have like an outburst, uncontrollable one? Social injustice, when you're not being treated right, can make you feel very, very upset. And this can be something that will affect your emotion. Traffic jam. When you're in a hurry to get somewhere and the traffic is still there and you're like, oh my, how do you stay calm? A bad driver. Being rejected in a loving relationship or you thought was loving. A marriage breakdown. Difficult sibling. People who hurt you or others intentionally. Being reprimanded at work. Having issues like this, or the death of a family member, or the loss of a job, this or illness, sickness, cancer, diabetes, or you hear a diagnosis, this could bring your world crumbling down. These are examples of adversities. So how do we stay calm in such situations? These are just, the list can go on and on, but it is important to know that your response to many of these issues in life is what can keep you calm. So, sometimes it is difficult to know what triggers fears, frustrations, and angers. It is a specific event or specific events that causes your emotions to flare up. It is okay to feel that way. Do not deny those feelings, but being aware of your triggers can help you prepare yourself by learning how to stay calm no matter what shows up. So I'm just going to run quickly to some benefits of staying calm. I'm going to be talking about the physical benefits and the emotional benefits. So let's start with the physical. The physical benefits of staying calm can help you lower blood pressure. As a lot of people that go through anxiety or adversity tend to experience high blood pressure because of the level of stress. Adversity impacts on your stress level. So it helps lower heart rate. Anger and fear increases heart rate. And those are the things you experience when you're facing adversity, when you're being stressed, when the pressures of life hits you, presses you down. Then that are the things you can face. Most times people develop high blood pressure as a result of stressful situation or events happening in their lives. It can have reduced digestive system. So your digestive function will be poor. So for you to improve that, it is important you stay calm. Staying calm can reduce overeating. That's what I call emotional eating. When people are stressed, the most logical thing to do at that time is just to eat to distract your pain. A lot of people comfort eat when they're going through. I used to be like the emotional eater. When I'm going through tough situations, I just eat and eat. That's what I used to do, but I'm over that now. So a study carried out in the University of Würzburg, Germany, state that feelings of anger were associated with greater feelings of hunger and more sensory and impulsive eating. So by keeping calm can help you regulate your brain, and the hormones which you release will not be that would force you to just keep eating, because they've just said in this research from the University of Würzburg in Germany that there's a strong relationship with the feeling of hunger associated with greater feeling of hunger and more sensory and impulsive eating. So you can end up having an eating disorder, which can lead to obesity, diabetes, and other health conditions. So that's why it is advisable to learn the art or master the art of staying calm in adversity. I hear you. I know it's not easy, but we'll get there. By keeping calm, you may avoid hair loss. Hair loss can come as a result of stressful situation. If you're going through a lot of stress and you're not managing it, you could lose your hair. Skin problems, but being able to, and a reduced immune system. But if you need to boost you could boost your immune system if you learn to stay calm. So moving on, I'll be talking about the emotional benefits of staying calm. If you know how to calm your mind, you can also enjoy deep benefits of emotional you can enjoy some deep benefits of emotional, some emotional benefits of staying calm. People that can regulate their emotions tend to have less depression and anxiety, and that is so true. It's the way you interpret situations. Yes, adversity can happen to any and everybody. So the difference between a situation, for example, an incident can happen, an event can happen to two people, the same event, but one person takes it like, okay, I'll move on with life, and the other person is drowned down. That used to be me. I used to be that other one that is drowned and weighed down by the events that happened to me until I got a coach, until I learned, until I trained myself. I took courses and I learned the tools to help me interpret them correctly. Like, yes, that event happened to you, but that is not you. The event happened to you, but you can as well, it's a choice. You can remove yourself from that situation. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's an act. And I'll be giving you some pointers and some nuggets on how to help yourself, help you stay calm so that you can stay calm in adversity, because adversity would always come as long as you're living on earth. So people that can stay calm tend to have a happier and better able to appreciate positive things and people around them because of their perception. They can see things and interpret them like, yes, something is happening. It's happening to me, yeah, but it happened for me as well. Because on the flip side, there's a reason why that thing happened, because the law of the universe works for you. When things don't align according to your plan, just believe the universe is working in your favor. Sometimes you miss a flight and maybe 30 minutes down or an hour or later or the next day you hear that flight crashed. Yes, it was like, oh my God, I'm going to miss that meeting. But guess what? Your life was spared. You could live again because you were not involved in that. So that's like the example that came to mind right now to use. So always believe the universe is working for you. The universe is working in your favor, would not work against you, except the way you are interpreting it. It's the way you interpret things that makes something look so difficult, whereas that same thing is happening to someone else. The person interprets it as, in, okay, that's life, I move on. So that's what we'll say. I'm not saying it's easy because we're all different, but guess what? That is what it is. So you can build stronger relationships knowing how to stay calm can increase your creativity. So yeah, I'm going to go on to talk about what you need to do to stay calm. And I'll first of all say, I hear you, because I've been there. I've been beaten down, downtrodden, stepped on, the weight of the world upon my shoulders. And I was there for such a long time. But guess what? Yay, I'm out. I sprung back up. I am resilient. But it took so long. But guess what? You're not the only one there. Some people bounce back really fast, and some don't, and some never do. But guess what? We're all in this together. And guess what? If I could do it, you can do it too. I stayed down for so long. If you've listened to part of my podcast, you've listened to earlier podcasts, you can hear my stories and how I describe how I interpreted life. But that's the knowledge I had at that time made me make the decision. And that was the knowledge available to me was what I made based my decision on. So now that I'm well informed, I can now help people to make better choices and interpret situations correctly and also get help on how to move forward and resolve and live life. I'm a life coach by profession, an integrative coach and a transformational coach. And yeah, I can help. What I do, I work with people and I help them structure, help them resolve situations that they don't understand. And that's where I come in. Anyway, moving on. So number one is stay in the moment. I know it sounds so easy, but it's not that easy. You know what? It's all about focusing on the now. Now. Leave tomorrow alone. Leave the past alone. Focus on this very minute. Yes. It was very difficult for me at some point because I didn't understand what living in the moment was. I was always living in my future or living in my past. And for so long, I lived in my past and I had issues. I never could resolve the adversity I was in. But guess what? The minute I learned how to focus on the moment and live, I was living minute by minute. And that changed a whole lot. That made me just focus on what I can control. And what you can control, whatever is out of your control, you don't bother about it. You know, I'm not saying don't bother. You just know you can't control. There's nothing you can do about it, but make control what you can control. And that keeps you in perspective. Moving on. Anxiety is worrying about the future. And guess what? You have no control over the future. I know you can create your future, but you cannot create a future when you're not calm. If you're in anxiety, you can't take informed decisions that would benefit you. So stay here and now. That's number one. The second thing is mindfulness. Mindfulness is very close to staying in the moment. Forgetting yesterday, leave tomorrow alone. I mean, don't bother about tomorrow. Only handle issues for today. There was a period in my life when I was pressed down on every side. Yes. Whoa, I was an epitome of adversity. Then. The pressure was coming from everywhere. I had to learn how to shut down on my inside, how to shut down my systems, like shut my antennas so that I don't stress. I did not bother about the next hour. So, you know how people say you live day by day. I was living per minute, per hour. I was living 1 hour at a time. I was living minute and moment by moment. I did not worry about the future or the next day because there was nothing I could do about it. So adversities come in different levels. So if you did go through the type I went through or worse, you know there are some things you have no control over. And when you have no control, I mean, it's just going to be a mad thing to try and worry. Worry won't change it. So manage what you can manage. And what you can manage in the moment is your health, your life, and your sanity. And once you get that under control, hey, you are king and you are smart. I started living in that very moment I was in, and that way I was able to survive that challenging period of my life. And it isn't it funny how when events happen, you think it will never end? But guess what? This too shall pass. Yes, that's right. These two shall pass. So believe me when I say that. Number three, thought stopping technique. Thousands of thoughts run through our minds every minute, every second. So instead of entertaining them, you can use the stop technique. When an unwanted thought or negative thought comes to you, stop it by saying the word S-T-O-P, stop. Or if you're an imaginative person, if you're more of a visual person, you can picture a red stop sign, you know, when you're driving. And before you get to the traffic light, you know, you see the red stop sign. Just imagine that and just speak it out. See that sign. That would help you stop the focus of that negative thought. So it's more of an intentional living. For you to live in today's world that is full of hullabaloo is to live intentionally. You need to put the work in. You need to be conscious of your environment within and without. And once you keep practicing this method for a while, it will be more easier in the future. Yes, trust me. to be more easy in the future. Remember past positive results. If you've succeeded or resolved a situation before in the past, guess what? You can do it again. Yes, yes, no matter how small that was. If you did succeed, we'll call that the success model. Show me your success model. Whatever you succeeded in, just replicate it and say, yes, if I succeeded in, okay, I passed an exam when I was in primary school, or yes, I passed my GCSE or something, then I sure can do this. Yeah, it might not be the same magnitude, but if you have that mindset, you sure will. Just take it chunk by chunk, and guess what? You can do it. Take a break. Take a break. That's the fifth one. Walk away. You don't have to settle every dispute. Sometimes you have to walk away from it. I mean, choose your battles. Some battles you won't win. And just always realize in life, you don't win all battles. So choose the battles you fight. You know, and you lose some, you win some. That is life. So for your sanity, choose your battles wisely. Number seven, natural remedies. You could buy natural remedies from the shops to help you calm down. Medication can help too. Don't rush to do anything. When you're in that anxiety state or in a place of adversity, don't take decisions, major decisions that will impact on your life. You know, just wait till you're okay and you can rationally think things through. Number 10, breathing techniques. Whoa, that is so, so fantastic. Well, breathing technique helps you to calm down when you are facing adversity. Some people don't know how to breathe. They breathe shallow breathing just from their chest. But deep breathing techniques are powerful. When you breathe from your tummy, from the bowels, from your navel, you can feel when you breathe in a deep breath in, hold it for a count of four, then you breathe out and do that a couple of times, maybe seven times. Just keep doing it. So that helps you calm your nerves down. That helps to relax the blood, your circulation, you know, that just helps to reduce every pressure that's building up in your blood, in your system. And guess what? Meditation is so, so powerful. When you meditate, it might be difficult at first. It helps you calm down. It helps you focus. It helps you. During meditation, you could get some answers even to problems. If you're new to meditation, you should start 5 minutes guided meditation. You can increase to 10 and maybe just keep increasing. Might be difficult, but just trust the process. And trust me, it works. It will always calm you down. So meditate in the morning. And if you have the time, meditate at night. 5 minutes is all you need. You can increase it to 10. You don't need to stay too long. Meditation helps you calm down. So ask what the questions. I mean, if you know, instead of you bugging it in your head, go to Google, ask friends, have people around you that you can trust and ask questions. Eat healthy is another way to stay calm. Don't go for the sugary stuff. Don't go for junk food. When you're facing adversity, I know it's tough, but you know, just make sure you're eating right. Get enough sleep. Yeah, we need to sleep. Sleeping is one thing that people underrate. Sleeping is good medicine. Sometimes you don't even need to take medication. Once you sleep, you feel better. Sometimes when you're overwhelmed, you know, and you calm down, just take a nap. Sleep. It does help a whole lot. And stay positive. And never ask if, what if, or why me. Those questions don't bother. Those questions are those moments, some questions you can find answers to. Maybe later on, you might get an interpretation. So what I would ask you to do is, yes, whatever this thing is going to work out for my good is what you should say. So take care of your body. Limit caffeine. Yes, for you to stay calm in adversity, take healthy things. Take water, take smoothie, you know, make healthy products, you know, and eat
right. Call a trusted friend, a mentor. I know people could be hard to trust these days, but hey, if you can't find anyone, you would find at least one person that can listen to you. And speak to someone or get a therapist or a professional, a coach or a mentor. You know, someone that you know is wise. I've gone through one or two things before and I've come out strong. Yes, some people are trained, you know, so trust your instinct and go for it. Disconnect from negativity. Disconnect for things that impact you negative. You need to stay calm and your environment has to align with where you're going. Develop a coping strategy. Understand yourself. What triggers you? Maybe playing music will make you calm down. So look for things that can calm you down. Could be you watching Netflix. You know, anything that will just take you off from that zone, you know, helps you calm down. So that's all I have for today. Yes, I hope with this nugget I've given, we'll be able to narrow in, use them effectively, start practice. You might not practice all, but just practice as it suits, you know, whatever resonates with you, and let me know. Fine, if you're listening to this podcast, leave us a review. And if you like what more of this, you can always drop a topic. If you want me to talk about any topic, you can write to me on my email, and it's always on the notes, show notes. And yeah, we love to hear from you. And if you're loving this, and I mean, it would be nice to know what kind of topics you like me to talk about. And if you're enjoying this podcast so far, give us a thumbs up, and there's a rating there, and give us the stars. Give us a 5-star rating if you like this. So thank you so much. This another wonderful week. And very soon, in 4 weeks' time, will be 1 year. So we're 11 months today. So in 4 weeks' time, will be a year. Scatpod, Not Damaged podcast will be 1 year. So I hope you celebrate with us as we turn 1 year old. So thank you so much and have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us this week on the Scared But Not Damaged podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Scared But Not Damaged so you don't miss a show. Kindly subscribe to the show so you know when new episodes are released, and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you amazing episodes. Thanks for listening and see you next week.